Hello, and welcome to The Science of Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Ethan Hausman-Marquis, a doctor, researcher, and lifelong explorer of the science behind vibrant, healthful aging. Whether you're joining us on your morning walk, in your car, or relaxing at home, thank you for making us a part of your journey toward living longer and better. Today, we're diving into one of the most electrifying frontiers in longevity medicine, epigenetics. Now, you may have heard the buzz around this word, but what does it really mean? In a nutshell, epigenetics is the study of how your behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your genes work without altering the underlying DNA sequence itself. It's like discovering that your genetic hardware comes with powerful software that you can actually update. Why is this so groundbreaking for longevity? For decades, we believed our genes were a fixed blueprint, a biological destiny we had little control over. But epigenetics has flipped that script. We now know that factors like what you eat, how you move, your stress levels, and even your exposure to toxins can literally switch genes on or off, influencing everything from how quickly you age to your risk for chronic disease. That means your daily choices, yes, today's breakfast, tonight's sleep, even taking a moment to breathe deeply, can leave molecular marks that shape your health years down the road. The exciting part? Some of these changes are reversible. In other words, you're not just a passive passenger on the journey of aging. You have the power to rewrite your own cellular code. So, in today's episode, here's what you can look forward to. We'll break down the basics of epigenetics. No PhD required. I'll share some of the most compelling research connecting lifestyle to longevity at the cellular level, and you'll walk away with practical, science-backed strategies to start influencing your own biology for a longer, healthier life. Ready to discover how your everyday actions can shape your future self? Let's unlock the secrets of epigenetics together. All right, let's dive into the true heart of today's topic. What is epigenetics and why is it revolutionizing the science of longevity? If you've ever felt like your health destiny was sealed by your DNA, I have good news. Epigenetics is about to change the way you think about your genes, your aging, and your future. Let's start with a simple metaphor. Think of your DNA as the hardware of a computer, the physical circuits and chips that you're born with. Now, imagine the software, the operating system, and programs that tell your computer what to do. Epigenetics is the software that runs on your DNA hardware. While your DNA sequence stays the same throughout your life, epigenetic programs are constantly updating, responding to everything you eat, how you move, your stress levels, even the air you breathe. These programs tell your cells which genes to turn on, which to keep silent, and when. So how does this software work? Let's break down the three key concepts: DNA methylation, histone modification, and non-coding RNAs. 1. DNA methylation. Picture your DNA as a set of instructions. Now, imagine someone placing tiny sticky notes called methyl groups next to certain instructions. These notes can silence parts of your DNA, preventing certain genes from being read. Over time, the pattern of these sticky notes changes. Some get added, some removed, and these changes can accelerate or slow down the aging process. 1. Histone modification. Your DNA doesn't just float around in your cells. It's wrapped around proteins known as histones, imagine thread, coiled around spools. Chemical tags can latch onto these spools, tightening or loosening their grip on the DNA. When the DNA is tightly wrapped, it's harder for your cellular machinery to access certain genes. When it loosens, those genes become available for use. This dynamic system is a key way your body adapts to its environment at the microscopic level. 1. Non-coding RNAs. Not all RNA in your cells is used to make proteins. Non-coding RNAs act as guides, messengers, and sometimes silencers, directing which parts of your genetic code get expressed. They're like conductors in a symphony, making sure each instrument, each gene plays at just the right time. So why does all this matter for how you age? It comes down to this. Genes load the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger. You might have a genetic predisposition to a certain disease or a slower metabolism, but whether or not that trait is expressed, whether that gun actually fires, depends on your epigenetic software. That means your choices, habits, and environment are constantly shaping your cellular destiny. Let's take a quick trip through the history of this field. Back in the 1940s, a brilliant British scientist named Conrad Waddington introduced the concept of the epigenetic landscape. Imagine a marble rolling down a hill with valleys and ridges. The marble's path represents a cell's fate, guided by both genetics and environmental influences. Waddington's vision laid the foundation for understanding how cells become skin, muscle, brain, or blood, and crucially, how these decisions can be changed later in life. Now, fast forward to the 21st century. Scientists have developed powerful tools called DNA methylation clocks. You might have heard of the Horvath clock or GRIMAGE. These are tests that analyze the patterns of methyl groups on your DNA to estimate your biological age, often more accurately than your birth certificate. These clocks are being used in both research and increasingly in clinics and even direct-to-consumer tests, giving people insight into how fast or slow they're actually aging at the molecular level. So to sum up, epigenetics is the study of how your environment, behaviors, and experiences can rewrite your cellular code without changing the underlying DNA. It's a dynamic, flexible system, one that holds tremendous promise for rethinking what's possible in healthy aging. In our next section, we'll explore how these epigenetic mechanisms actually drive the aging process and how you might even be able to slow or reverse your biological clock. Don't go anywhere. Now that we've unpacked what epigenetics is, let's explore how it shapes the very process of aging and why this matters so much for your health, longevity, and even how you feel day to day. Epigenetic drift. The cellular clock ticks on. First, let's talk about epigenetic drift. Imagine that over time, your cellular software starts to accumulate little bugs and glitches. These aren't random. They're influenced by everything from your diet to your stress levels to environmental exposures. Epigenetic drift refers to the gradual, subtle changes in your DNA's chemical tags, like methyl groups, across your lifespan. As these changes build up, your cells slowly lose their ability to read and follow the instructions they need to function optimally. This drift is a big part of why we age biologically, not just chronologically. You might be 50 on paper, but your cells could be closer to 60, or with good habits, even 40. That's the difference between your chronological age and your biological age. And it's the biological age that predicts how you'll feel, function, and how long you'll live. DNA methylation clocks, measuring biological age. So how do we actually measure the cellular aging? Enter the DNA methylation clocks, the Horvath clock, GRIMAGE, and others. These cutting-edge tools analyze patterns of methylation across your genome, giving a remarkably accurate reading of your biological age in years. Why is this so revolutionary? Because for the first time, we can track aging at the molecular level, often before disease or decline show up. Think of it like having a speedometer for your aging process, rather than waiting for the check engine light to come on. Twins, nature, nurture, and the epigenetic divide. Let's bring this closer to home with a classic example, identical twins. These twins share the same DNA hardware. But as they move through life, their experiences, what they eat, whether they smoke, how much stress they manage, start to rewrite their software. By middle age, their epigenetic profiles can actually look quite different, and so can their health. Studies show that one twin can develop heart disease or diabetes, while the other remains healthy, largely due to differences in their epigenetic marks. Their genes loaded the gun, but their lifestyles pulled the trigger. Epigenetic drift and chronic disease risk. Now let's connect the dots to chronic disease. As we age, those epigenetic glitches accumulate. Some genes that should be active get switched off, and others that should be silent become active. This misreading can set the stage for diseases like cancer, cardiovascular disease, and neurodegeneration. For example, in cancer, certain tumor suppressor genes can become silenced by DNA methylation, allowing rogue cells to grow unchecked. In conditions like Alzheimer's, changes in histone modification may disrupt the genes needed for brain cell survival and repair. The list goes on, and it's a reminder that aging itself isn't just a number, it's a process shaped by how your epigenetic software is running. The good news, epigenetic marks are reversible. But here's where things get really exciting. Epigenetic marks are not set in stone. They're dynamic and, crucially, reversible. Recent research has shown that with the right lifestyle interventions or even certain therapies, we can reset some of these epigenetic glitches. For instance, studies in both animals and humans have shown that changes in diet, exercise, sleep, and stress can slow or even reverse biological aging as measured by methylation clocks. And some experimental therapies are showing early promise in actually rejuvenating tissues by resetting their epigenetic age. Imagine, you're not just slowing down the clock, you might actually be able to wind it back. A new era in longevity science. So to sum up, epigenetic drift is a key driver of how and how fast we age. The development of DNA methylation clocks gives us the tools to measure that process, and the differences seen in identical twins prove how powerful our choices can be. Most importantly, the reversibility of epigenetic marks means we're entering a new era, one where aging is no longer a passive fate, but something we can actively influence. In our next segment, we'll break down the how, the lifestyle levers you can pull to start rewriting your own cellular code, and practical steps you can take starting today. Stay tuned, and remember, your biological age is not your destiny. You have more power than you think. All right, now that we've explored how epigenetics shapes aging, let's dive into the most empowering part of today's episode, the lifestyle levers you can pull to literally rewrite your cellular code. This isn't future science. These are practical, evidence-based actions you can take starting today to influence your epigenome and potentially extend your health span. 1. Nutrition, feeding your epigenome. Let's start with nutrition, one of the most well-studied and accessible levers. The science is clear. What you eat doesn't just fuel your body, it sends chemical signals that can turn genes on or off. Caloric restriction and fasting. Studies in animals and humans show that caloric restriction, eating fewer calories without malnutrition, can slow biological aging, in part by affecting DNA methylation and other epigenetic marks. Intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating seems to have similar benefits by triggering cellular cleanup processes like autophagy. Plant-rich diets. Diets high in colorful veggies, fruits, whole grains, and healthy fats, think Mediterranean or plant-forward diets, provide the micronutrients and antioxidants your cells crave. These nutrients help keep your DNA methylation patterns younger and healthier. Polyphenols, resveratrol, EGCG, certain plant compounds like resveratrol from red grapes and EGCG from green tea have been shown in studies to beneficially modify epigenetic marks. They act almost like software patches for your genome, promoting longevity and resilience at the cellular level. Key takeaway, every meal is a chance to send a positive signal to your genes. 1. Exercise. Moving toward youthful methylation. Next up, exercise. Physical activity is one of the most potent epigenetic modulators we have. Strength training and HIIT. Research shows that both resistance training and high-intensity interval training can beneficially alter DNA methylation patterns. These changes are linked to improved muscle function, reduced inflammation, and even a younger epigenetic profile. Endurance exercise. Even moderate aerobic exercise like brisk walking, cycling, or swimming can help maintain healthy methylation of genes involved in metabolism and inflammation. Key takeaway. Movement isn't just about burning calories. It's about rewriting your biological script for health and longevity. 1. Sleep and stress. Resetting the cellular clock. Let's talk about sleep and stress, two sides of the same recovery coin. Cortisol's impact. Chronic stress floods the body with cortisol, a hormone that can disrupt healthy methylation and accelerate epigenetic aging. Over time, this can mean higher risks for everything from heart disease to memory loss. The power of restorative sleep. Regular, high-quality sleep is essential for maintaining optimal epigenetic patterns. During deep sleep, your body repairs DNA, clears out cellular waste, and resets stress hormone levels, literally helping to clean up your epigenome each night. meditation, and mindfulness. Practices like meditation, yoga, or even mindful breathing have been shown to reduce stress and directly influence gene expression, favoring anti-inflammatory and longevity-supporting pathways. Key takeaway: prioritizing rest and relaxation isn't a luxury, it's an epigenetic intervention. 1. Environmental exposures, protecting your cellular software. Now let's address the environment you live in, because what surrounds you shapes your cellular destiny. Toxins, smoking, alcohol, and pollution. Environmental toxins like heavy metals, pesticides, and air pollutants can leave lasting scars on your epigenome, sometimes even across generations. Smoking and excessive alcohol use have both been linked to premature aging of DNA methylation clocks. Clean living. Reducing exposure to these threats, choosing cleaner household products, filtering your water, avoiding secondhand smoke, and minimizing alcohol can help protect your epigenetic integrity. Key takeaway: your environment is constantly writing and rewriting your cellular story. Make it as clean as possible. 1. Epigenetic hygiene, a new daily practice. All of these factors, nutrition, exercise, sleep, stress management, and environmental awareness, come together in a new concept I like to call epigenetic hygiene. Just like brushing your teeth twice a day keeps your mouth healthy, daily rituals that support your epigenome keep your genes expressing themselves in their healthiest forms. It's not about being perfect, it's about making small, consistent choices that add up over time. Maybe that's swapping in more vegetables, committing to a 20-minute walk, practicing deep breathing before bed, or simply opening your windows for fresh air. Bringing it all together, so, to recap, here are your lifestyle levers for rewriting your cellular code. Eat for your epigenome, choose nutrient-dense, plant-rich foods, and don't be afraid to experiment with fasting under medical guidance. Move your body. Regular strength and cardio exercise helps keep your DNA young. Prioritize rest and manage stress. Sleep and mindfulness aren't luxuries, they're foundational for healthy gene expression. Clean up your environment, reduce exposure to toxins and pollutants whenever possible, practice epigenetic hygiene, treat your daily choices as powerful, cumulative acts of self-care at the genetic level. The science is clear. Your lifestyle isn't just about feeling better today, it's about programming your body for longevity and vitality tomorrow. Up next, we'll venture into the most cutting-edge therapies and research peptide interventions, NAD plus microdosing, and even the tantalizing possibility of turning back your biological clock. But remember, the most powerful interventions often start with the basics you control every day. Let's shift gears and talk about the front lines of epigenetic science, where lab discoveries are translating into therapies that may literally turn back our biological clocks. If the last segment was about what you can do at home, this is about the revolutionary advances happening in research labs and clinics around the world. 1. Peptide therapies and NAD plus microdosing. First up, two of the hottest trends in longevity clinics right now are peptide therapies and NAD plus microdosing. Peptide therapies. Peptides are short chains of amino acids that can act like messengers in the body, influencing everything from inflammation to tissue repair. Several peptides are being studied for their ability to regulate epigenetic enzymes, sort of like software updates for our cells. Some, like apitalon and thymosin alpha-1, have shown early promise for supporting healthy aging and potentially extending lifespan in animal studies. NAD plus microdosing. NAD plus is a molecule essential for energy production and DNA repair. As we age, our NAD plus levels drop, and that seems to accelerate epigenetic aging. Microdosing NAD plus either through supplements, IV therapy, or precursors like nicotinamide riboside may help restore youthful cellular functions and enhance the activity of sirtuins, the so-called longevity proteins that read and maintain our epigenome. 1. Senolytics and partial cellular reprogramming. Next, let's talk about two exciting and slightly sci-fi approaches, senolytics and partial cellular reprogramming. Senolytics. As we age, some cells become senescent. They stop dividing but don't die. These zombie-like cells secrete harmful substances that accelerate aging and disease. Senolytic drugs are being developed to selectively clear out these senescent cells, reducing inflammation and rejuvenating tissues. Early trials in animals and humans suggest that senolytics can improve physical function and may even dial back biological age, possibly by resetting epigenetic markers. Partial cellular reprogramming, Yamanaka factors. This is where it gets really cutting edge. Scientists have discovered that a cocktail of four genes called Yamanaka factors can reprogram adult cells back to a youthful stem cell-like state. In animal studies, temporarily activating these factors has reversed signs of aging and restored tissue function without causing cancer. The dream here is to reset the epigenetic clock safely in humans, rejuvenating organs and potentially treating age-related diseases at their root. 1. Clinical trials. The TRIIM study. One of the most talked about clinical trials in this space is the TRIIM trial. In this study, researchers gave a combination of growth hormone, metformin, and DHEA to healthy middle-aged men. After a year, not only did their immune systems show signs of rejuvenation, but their epigenetic clocks measured by DNA methylation actually turned back by about 2 years on average. This was the first hint that it might be possible to reverse biological age in humans. Tracking your epigenetic age, consumer tools. For those of you who love data and self-quantification, there's a new wave of consumer DNA methylation tests. These tests, available by mail, analyze your saliva or blood to estimate your biological age essentially, how old your cells think you are, as opposed to your calendar age. While still evolving in accuracy, they're opening the door to personalized longevity plans, where you can track the effects of lifestyle changes or therapies in real time. 1. The future, epigenetic editing and gene switches. Finally, let's take a quick peek into the future. Scientists are developing tools like CRISPR-Cas9, which can precisely target and modify specific epigenetic marks, almost like editing the software code of your cells with a digital eraser. Imagine turning off a gene that's promoting inflammation or activating a gene for cellular repair with pinpoint accuracy. While this is still mostly in the research phase, it holds the potential to treat aging and age-related diseases at their source. Bring it all together so. Whether it's peptides and NAD+, senolytics, partial reprogramming, or futuristic gene switches, the frontier of epigenetic medicine is advancing at breakneck speed. Many of these therapies are still experimental, but the early results are electrifying, and they point to a future where rewriting your cellular destiny could become a reality. Coming up, I'll recap the biggest takeaways and share how you can start making small but powerful changes today to support your own epigenetic health. As we wrap up today's episode, let's come back to our central theme. Epigenetics means your biology is flexible. You're not locked into your genes. Instead, your daily choices, what you eat, how you move, how you rest, and even how you manage stress are constantly shaping how your genetic code is read and expressed. Here's the empowering takeaway. Small, consistent changes in your lifestyle can literally make your body biologically younger. You don't need to wait for futuristic gene therapies. The science is clear. Nutritious food, regular movement, restorative sleep, and a mindful approach to stress can all help rewrite your cellular code, making you more resilient to aging and disease. So remember, you can't change the code you were born with, but you can absolutely rewrite the way it's read. Your genes may load the gun, but your lifestyle pulls the trigger. If today's episode inspired you, please subscribe to The Science of Ageless Living, share this episode with someone you care about, and leave us a review. Want to dive deeper? Visit our website at the Catalyst Clinic for exclusive resources and updates, and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes where we'll dive even further into the science and art of living younger, longer. This is Dr. Ethan Hausman-Marquis signing off. Remember, longevity is in your hands. See you next time.